Hello, this is Chetan Narula reporting for Cricket World from Mumbai. On a day when England put used to their newfound aggression and scored 182 for 6, even without a single batsman touching 50 runs, that total was made to look at least 20 runs short, with Chris Gayle wading into their bowling attack and hastening them to a 6-wicket win with 11 balls left at the Wankhede Stadium. Jonathan Charles was out for a duck and he made a hash of things, and for a bit Marlon Samuels looked completely out of sync with the crease as the chase began. But with Gayle knocking over Rhys Topley's very first over for 10 runs, it eased the pressure on Samuels at the other end. Slowly he opened up, and for a brief period of time he even outscored Gayle, racing to 37 runs off 27 balls. In turn, it allowed the big hitting opener to get his eye further in, and the effects were devastating to say the least. After Samuels got out, it was the Gayle show all along the way, a combination of timing and brute power hitting, as England didn't know what hit them. Gayle took 16 runs of the 9th over by Adil Rashid, another 18 of the 11th by Ben Stokes, and then 22 runs of the 14th over bowled by Moeen Ali, which was inclusive of 3 successive sixes. In all, he hit 11 sixes at the Wankhede boundary, in fact over the stands, which were peppered by his shots. His 80s and the 90s were a blur, with Gayle swatting David Willey for 17 runs in 4 balls before getting to his 100 in 47 balls, which was the quickest in the tournament's history. Andre Russell's contribution to a stand worth 70 runs was a mere 16. Earlier, Alex Hales had targeted the leg spin of Samuel Badree, sweeping and slogging gleefully when the bowler bowled it full. Given company by Joe Root, who punched his way to 48 from 36 balls, Ewan Morgan and Josh Butler then combined to add 38 runs in 3.3 overs. Andre Russell's final over, the 19th, went for 12, with Stokes teeing off for 6 and 4, and then 18 came off bravo in the 20th over to give the bowlers a good total to defend. But it was not to be, because it was the Gayle storm on this day at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai.